Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is going to be with us for the next hour and 52 minutes. We're going to open the phones up in the interview as well. I want to go through GMO foods. I want to go through toxins in the food, toxins in the environment. I want to go through the whole eugenics operation and what we face as a society, because we may not right now be able to stop the private foreign bankers from stealing $8.5 trillion in 7 weeks and counting. That was a week ago. Lord knows what it's going to be next time we learn. Probably, well, it's over $1 trillion every week, so it'll be nine-something trillion. We may not be able to stop that, but we can stop buying Chinese slave toys and other toys that have lead and mercury and arsenic all over them. We can stop giving the babies formula that's 90% of it filled with melamine, deadly, killing them. We can stop giving them inoculations. We can try to eat more organic food. We can learn about it. We can. And then, but we got to do this now because they're getting ready to expand GMO into every major food crop, not just the Big Eight. They're getting ready to really get it to a point where it will be 10 times, 20 times harder to turn this around. Right now, we've got a good shot. Right now, we're having some major victories on growth hormone, in the milk and the rest of it. We can win this thing. And this is one of the fronts where we can really affect change by you taking personal control, not drinking or eating anything with aspartame. You know, not letting your, you know, quote, get depressed and let them put you on deadly Prozac. It's a fluorine. All the studies show that religion helps better than Prozac or St. John's wort or hiking every day or just getting wild, going out dancing. They are here to kill, steal, and destroy, ladies and gentlemen. And we have to say no to the New World Order. We have to get involved. And we're going to do that. And we're going to continue with this series of shows exposing what's really happening with the GMO, the toxins, the melamine, the chemicals and the plastics, all of it. We'll do that with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, coming up. But before we do that, I want to give you the number to call in and talk to Mike Adams and myself with any question or comment. This guy's an all-around expert, got all the scientists and doctors on their staff and researchers. He knows what he's talking about, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Before I end this segment, I do want to encourage everybody to remember Christmas is here. And we need to give the gift of information, the gift of an awakening, and the best place to do that is PrisonPlanet.tv. And my gift to you is, we've turned it up from three people to six people, from three computers to six computers, the number of people with your passcode that can get on PrisonPlanet.tv. Because now we got super fast servers and good servers. We did that in the past. It would slow things down, so we couldn't. So you can give it to one or two people. That way you can use two computers, they can, the others can. You know, after that membership sees more than one computer, it's kind of like the same software where you can't vote online over and over again from the same computer. So it's, you know, it's a good system. The point is, get a $5.95 monthly membership or get a yearly and get over 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Just go check it out. The thousands of pieces of media, I can't tell you about them all. All my films in super high quality, my weekly TV report, the in-studio interviews we do, the live feeds, and so much more. Special events we only do at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, or you can get it for even less right now, and it comes out to 10 cents a day or less when you get a yearly membership right now because you get 5.3 months free. So that's what the discount comes up to. You pay for 6.7 months, you get 5.3 months free. And the other capillary to that, but it's still important, is that funds us. And in this bad economy, we're trying to capitalize. We're trying to build up enough money to be able to operate through the storm. And we're trying to get a little bit more capital rich so that we've got like a squirrel of some nuts so we can keep going through the winter here. So please support us. We know it's tough, but PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted on our Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mike Adams, the health ranger, a wonderful health writer and researcher, working with a team of scientists, doctors, chemists, you name it, testing the milk for melamine, being blocked all over the place from being even able to test it. That's the type of corruption we're dealing with. He's going to be with us here for the next hour and 52 minutes. And he's got a whole family of websites he works with. Out of the gates, tell the folks that don't know who you are a little bit about yourself, Mike Adams, and then about the websites. And then let's recap the milk, when you're going to be getting those tests back, or not even milk, the formula, the chemical, the formula the babies are given. Something out of a mad scientist laboratory, and then let's just run the gamut of what's really happening in the environment.
Okay, Alex, thanks for having me on the show again today. Am I coming through loud and clear here?
You are coming through loud and clear.
Okay, great. Great. Hooking up the good equipment for your show, Alex. So, all right, Natural News is our main website. I'm a consumer health advocate. I used to be diseased. I used to be on pharmaceuticals. I used to eat junk food. All of that, and I made a transformation about 8 years ago now, and have stayed in excellent health ever since and started to expose all of the fraud and lies and disinformation put out there about foods and pharmaceuticals. We got a lot to talk about today, and I'll give you an update on the melamine testing situation as well. We've been, I guess, blackballed, Alex. The lab that we found last week when we talked to you, the one lab that said they would test for us, now refuses to do it. we cannot find a lab to test products for melamine, period.
And that's because the FDA said a month ago it is no longer bad for you.
Yeah, now we've got the World Health Organization that has put out its own safe level of consumption guidelines, where they're saying now that it's safe to eat 0.2 milligrams per kilogram of body weight. So, for example, roughly speaking, if you weigh 200 pounds, they're saying it's safe to eat up to 20 milligrams.
But the old study said that the amount of 2 grains of salt would hurt you really bad. Now they're saying, I guess you can eat buckets of it.
Yeah, I know. It's insane. Now they're saying you can just eat it almost in quantities like it's a vitamin supplement, and they're saying you can eat it every single day.
Oh, yummy.
This is... It's there's complete
now, what are they going to do when it's like China and 60,000 are in the hospital and thousands are dying or dead? I mean, I guess just say that death is good, too? This is assisted suicide?
They'll ignore it, Alex, just like they ignore all the young teenage girls who die after receiving the HPV vaccine injections. You know, girls are falling over dead within 24 hours after receiving those shots.
But the AMA says that it doesn't cause death, so that's not why they died.
Exactly. They will officially deny it, and that's when you know it's true. That's the way it works.
So the new system of corruption is just to say mercury's good, melamine's good, the toxins in plastic are good, though they could, you know, have safe plastics overnight for hardly even more cost. It just doesn't matter, Mike, because they're just going to say it's all... I mean, you've heard me play the clip where they say mercury's good for you now.
Oh, yeah. I you come up with the best audio clips, by the way. You must have a great research staff to find those. But
and I just find them
exactly
on YouTube
right.
And see them on the local news. But I mean, I've played that a million times because new listeners don't believe me when I say something like that.
I know. People really have a hard time believing that this is true. They think, well, the FDA and the WHO and the AMA, that they're all looking out for consumers. We're here to protect you, they say. But in reality... they're there, in my opinion, to promote the interests of the big chemical companies and the pharmaceutical companies and the food companies. I mean, the USDA was fighting to remove sodium nitrite from processed meat in the 1970s. That's a cancer-causing chemical, causes pancreatic cancer, boosts the risks of leukemia and colon cancer. It's still in the meat. It's been there since the 1970s, and the person who fought it at the USDA was eventually kicked out of power. And they've worked that way ever since. The food companies and the drug companies run this federal government. They run it, and they determine what's safe and what's not safe.
Get into more detail on not being able to find a company to test melamine.
All right. Well, we can find companies that will test it at levels above 1 part per million. That's easy. But when we went out and asked to find labs that would test it at levels below 1 part per million, which is, of course, what the FDA is doing, They're finding levels of 247 parts per billion of melamine in infant formula. That's what came out about 10 days ago. When we tried to get that level tested, the answer was no. And we talked to 10 different labs. One lab told us they would do it. And then when we went to send them the products, they said, no, we won't do it anymore. And so we now, you know what we're doing now, Alex? We're trying to find labs outside the country that will test American foods, because the U.S. laboratories won't do it.
Well, actually, the Patriot Act has a bunch of language about not being able to test water or chemical plants, because that's national security, and that if you're testing then brings liability on a company, that hurts America. So maybe you're Al-Qaeda, Mike.
Yeah, that's right. For conducting scientific testing to see what poisons are in the food, you know, if they label me a terrorist for doing that, then it's pretty obvious how crazy things have become. I mean, where is the FDA when it comes to trying to protect the people? Where's the mainstream media on this? How come USA Today or Washington Post or New York Times isn't doing this? You know, why does it come to an independent website like mine to do this? And we don't have the clout of those companies. You know, we don't have the staff of those companies. And yet, we seem to be the only ones trying to do this, and we're being stonewalled. So the American people are being kept in the dark on purpose.
Mike, it's because you and I and Natural News, all of us are insane. If we were normal, we would produce, John, pull up the CBS piece about mercury being good. Or I just played a CNBC piece where they said poison in toys. Lead in toys is good. I mean, maybe we should just become normal like them and decide that suddenly everything that was known to be deadly poison is now good for us and eat it and die and go in the ground and watch all the kids around us dying of cancer and, you know, drink growth hormone and milk and have 8-foot-tall children who die of acromegaly. I mean, what's wrong with this? I mean, we are insane. Mercury is good. The news said so. Here it is.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses? A new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mapper.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
So melamine's killing all these people, but it's good for you, and so is mercury. So this is clearly the new tactic, Mike, is just to say up is down and down is up, black is white is black.
Oh, it's incredible. I'm laughing my head off over here that the system of medicine, or even that the mainstream media could be involved with this idea that mercury, a heavy metal that's strongly correlated with neurological disorders and harm, could be enhancing the health of children. It's just outrageous. It's insane. And you're right, up is down. But one of your comments earlier touched on an issue that I think is worth mentioning, which is that even though the FDA says, okay, a little melamine is safe, a little lead is okay, a little mercury in the vaccine, no problem. They say all of these things are safe independently.
It's not just a problem, it's good. It's good. But
That's right. It's like nutrition now. Like they're saying that psychiatric drugs should now be prescribed for healthy people who have no disease, no
and
disorder.
Statins for children and it should be put in the water supply. It doesn't matter if it's causing all this liver and kidney failure. See exactly.
On top of the fluoride that's already in the water, which, of course, you talk about a lot, on top of the chlorine that's in the water, the point is that there are combinations now, chemical cocktails, and no one's ever done any testing on what happens when a child or even an adult consumes this chemical cocktail. You've got the acrylamides and the bisphenol A in the baby bottles and the perchlorate, the rocket fuel chemical that's now found in most of the milk that's sold in this country. It's even found in human breast milk because the mothers are contaminated because of what they consume. What happens when our babies consume these chemical cocktails? No one can tell you because they don't know, Alex. They don't know, which means that we, the American people, we are guinea pigs in a mass experiment. We're being used for experiments, and we don't know what the results are going to be.
Well, in many cases, we know what lead, we know what mercury, we know what arsenic does, we know it's killing people.
Yeah. Yeah, we know that probably Alzheimer's is going to be a huge problem in the next 20 years.
They say now, young is the new old. You get Alzheimer's now at 25.
Yeah. Yeah, they're diagnosing cardiovascular heart disease in teenagers now. And you're right, they're getting neurological disorders at very young ages, many in their 30s, which used to be a disease that you would get in your 60s. Well, what's causing this? I think vaccines are very strongly linked to this. And it's this barrage of chemicals that do not belong in the human body. And, Alex, they do not belong in the food supply. Why can't we say that a safety standard should be no industrial chemicals in the food, no lead in the toys, none of these chemicals in the food? You know, why can't we say
that? Well, Mike, let's just change it to the food pyramid. At the top, you got mercury. Under that, you got arsenic. Under that, you got melamine. And then under that, you can have the plastic toxins. And then you can have weed and pesticide derivatives. Under that, weed killers and fluoride. I mean, what's wrong with that?
The four basic food groups: pesticides, herbicides, genetically modified food, and toxic chemicals. There you go. The new pyramid. I like that idea, Alex. Let's print that.
We need to. The new food pyramid. And then at the bottom, a bunch of dead bodies, skeletons rotting. It's wonderful. So you heard it, folks. Mercury. Now, if you eat it, you'll die. I mean, if you had a small capsule of it, it would kill you, but it doesn't matter. It's good. Dying is good. And again, I'm not going to be insane anymore. I agree with the media. Mercury and melamine are good.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Okay, Mike Adams, I've thrown in all my points here early on. Let's run the gamut. We know this isn't being done by accident. We know it's by design. Now, there are a lot of companies and corporations that just don't care, but they are allowed to, by the international directives, as Bertrand Russell and many others said, diet, injections, diet, and injunctions will be used to control and chemically dumb down the public, and we find magically the GMO food in every category just so happens to sterilize mammals. It just so happens to cause all these cancers. We find out in every case, the very plastic they chose of hundreds of different types for unified use all over the world was the one type that leached the chemical that sterilized the estrogen mimicking the endocrine disruptor. It just magically Prozac sterilizes people in the entire family of serotonin reuptake inhibitors. It's just magically every time what they are allowing and what they are engineering and the limits they're setting to where it's literally added is dumbing us down, is sterilizing us, is brain damaging us. So let's go through it all. Melamine, fluoride, GMO, you got the floor.
Okay, well, there are a couple of ways to look at this, Alex. One way is the population control theory, which you alluded to there, and I think with a lot of good insight. I think we got to talk about that in more detail, but let me talk about the other theory first, which is the economic theory. Here in the United States, you know, we've got a government that's going bankrupt. I mean, it's already bad, but it's running out of options to even cover that bankruptcy. Now, I've mentioned this before, and it's an economic fact that it is in the interests of the federal government that people don't live long enough to collect Social Security and to cost them money on Medicare. Now, listeners can draw their own conclusions on whether that's an agenda, whether that's happening intentionally, or whether it's just coincidence. But it's very clear that it's in the interest of the government to make sure that you die before you cost the government money. All right, so think about that. It's actually in their interest that you die early.
See those tens of trillions of dollars in the government pensions and the private pensions as their money.
Yes, absolutely. In other words, as long as you are a tax-paying citizen, then you create a net asset for the government. And as long as you are on pharmaceuticals that haven't yet killed you, then you're creating a revenue stream for the drug companies. So let's say you're in your 30s or 40s or even 50s. You're taking pharmaceuticals. You're paying money to the drug companies. You're paying your taxes. You are a wage slave that's making money for the system. But the minute you stop working, the minute you stop paying taxes and start drawing on that money, you become a liability.
And we know it's on purpose because the governments are saying they want euthanasia, quote, right to die, but where they kill you. And the bioethics boards decide that it's better for society that you die before you suck off the money that you actually had taken in taxes from you.
Yeah, I think we got to be really careful about this whole right to die issue because, as we've seen, well, for example, in the organ transplant industry, we've seen this go from being a right to donate your organs into be something that's in the UK now called presumed consent, where if you die in the UK, and this is on the board right now, it could become law very soon, then you are presumed to give consent to have your organs harvested, even if you never said so. I'm not making this up.
Listen, my dad, when I was 16, going to get my driver's license, said, sign that you're not an organ donor. My dad's an oral surgeon and dentist, and he's worked in a lot of hospitals, you know, wiring jaws and things. And I said, why? And he said, some hospitals kill you. Some hospitals don't render aid because they get hundreds of thousands. When you're in an automobile accident, they let you die, even if you're not brain dead. And then I kind of said, my dad, you know, whatever, dad. And he hardly ever pushes things on me, you know, when I was growing up. He didn't, you know, give me my political views. And we're about to break. We'll come back long segment, get more into it. I didn't mean to interrupt and tell the story, but it's so important. And then I remember years later sitting at my grandparents' house in Austin watching 60 Minutes with all these hospitals killing people for their organs. And then hospitals nationwide are caught. Even if you say no, you can't have the organs, they'll slice you over and take them, including your corneas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they will. Because it makes money for them, Alex. They make a fortune off your organs.
And they're snatching people's babies all day in those hospitals under color of law, getting a slice from the CPS. So why not go ahead and steal some organs? Again, the whole government, the corporations, they're criminals. And the police state is about protecting them so they can carry it out. Mike Adams, the health ranger, he's our guest. Stay with us. Long segment coming up. Tons of info straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I have built a new radio studio that's very TV friendly. Radio slash TV studio. I'm doing a test today from 4 to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to have open phones on my local 1-800 number, the one I give out when I do the show myself. And I'm going to be in studio. We're also building a separate TV studio just to do TV straight up, and that's going well. In the next week or so, I'm so busy building the studio, doing the shows, I keep meaning to videotape, to film some of the new office, some of the studios, and kind of give everybody a tour who is interested in that and to see what we've been working on, thanks to all of your support. And we move pretty darn quick compared to most people that procrastinate forever. Since I announced 6 months ago we were going to do this, finding an office, moving into it, building everything on top of all our other duties. And it's been really exciting, and it's gone really, really well, and we've been good stewards. But don't forget your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. That's what makes a lot of this possible. And so the only place to watch the TV show today, though we're going to develop it and get it on television itself, is PrisonPlanet.tv and the Infowars.com streams. The radio show, 11 to 4, every day in the fourth hour, we go live. We're not doing that today because I'm going live later. But we will continue on the radio to go live in the new studio in the fourth hour, simulcasting. We'll probably start doing 2 hours a day. Some days we already do that. We're going to have some special TV reports we do, though, with in-studio guests and guests over the phone. And even we're going to do some video feeds. The web's gotten good enough to have studios, guests in studio that way up on the big TV. So we're really working on doing a lot of new things for folks. I'm going to start trying to do a five-minute special news blitz where I really boil it down to 5 minutes every day. I mean, we're really trying to increase the amount of work we're doing because we know things are so serious and so much is going on and happening. Going back to the health ranger, Mike Adams. Mike, I mean, let's go through it, all of it, the fluoride, the mercury, the melamine, what we know it's doing. And we had talked about the agenda of getting rid of the old people, the useless eaters, as Ted Turner and Prince Philip and Hitler and everybody else like to call us. Then there's the stated goal of killing 80% of us, and the U.N. saying they'll use food as a weapon, and all of these eugenicists in control. So let's continue.
Okay, well, I'm glad you mentioned some of those historical terms there, because I think historical perspective is really useful on this. Now, people aren't going to believe what I'm about to say here, but I'm going to give you a little bit of history of the pharmaceutical industry. We talk about Bayer. You know, Bayer was a German pharmaceutical company. And it was part of the breakup of IG Farben with the war crimes in Nazi Germany, World War II. And in fact, Bayer was linked to experimentation on Jewish prisoners at Auschwitz. And then in fact, later, I think it was in 1956, that a gentleman who was in fact convicted of war crimes against people, he served 7 years in prison, a man named Fritz Termeer, he became the chairman of Bayer. And earlier, several decades earlier, Bayer was selling, get this, Bayer heroin for kids. It was a cough syrup sold in the United States. Heroin for kids. And I guess if you drink enough heroin, you probably stop coughing.
Yeah, that put all the old opium laudanum producers out of business, and then they also lobbied to then make it illegal later so they can control the narcotics importation. But that's a separate subject. And then, of course, Bayer in 2002 gets convicted in French court worldwide with their own documents on purpose shipping out AIDS-tainted HIV blood, and the documents said that they knowingly did it. The question is why? Because they like to kill people. Go ahead.
Now, fast forward to last week, we had an article. No, in fact, I'm sorry, this was earlier this week, an article that was published in Nature, a medical journal, peer-reviewed medical journal. Seven doctors put together an article. Two of them admitted that they do have financial ties to drug companies, and they are now advocating the use of psychotropic drugs, these psychiatric medicines, the same ones used to treat ADHD, these amphetamines, are now advocating that those should be used by students and police officers and construction workers and anybody who wants these mind-altering chemicals. They should be readily prescribed to everybody now.
They're drug dealers. But then meanwhile, they'll SWAT team your house if they think you've made it illegally, but they're going to push it in the schools under New Freedom Initiative, whose own board member 5 years ago leaked the documents that they intend to put half of America's children on amphetamines and psychotropics.
Yeah, the agenda can no longer be hidden now, Alex. It's so blatant. It's so obvious now. They are literally trying to turn America into a nation of drug addicts. And they're pushing every drug they can think of. Statins, you know, a few weeks ago, now these psychiatric drugs. And, of course, at the same time, they want all the very same chemicals to be outlawed if they're not made by the drug company.
And remember, THX1138 was based on Huxley's book, and Huxley, on record, his brother was a top eugenicist, so was he, stated, no, this is what we plan. Shaved heads, white uniforms, force drugged, hologram TVs brainwashing us, and police suppressing the public with a technocratic elite who are not on drugs ruling the suboids.
Yeah, and here's where it's going, Alex. Eventually, they're going to end up, if we don't turn this around, they're going to end up mandating psychiatric medications for anybody who does not agree with the mainstream. That means you and I, Alex, we're going to end up...
And I keep finishing your sentences because I'm only proving to everybody that this is, we're only going off documents. That's how we both have the same info. You know they've created more than 100 new psychological designations for people that don't like government, who believe there's a new world order, who believe they're losing their freedoms. So they're already doing that.
Oh, yeah. I've got a list right here of symptoms, behavioral symptoms that are now cause for being diagnosed with what are called oppositional behavioral disorders. That's what you're referring to.
Yeah,
right?
I've had newspapers write about me saying I have this. You know, I read the Times of London saying we're setting up world government, we're taking your liberties, and they go, he's insane, he didn't read that in the paper.
Well, here's the official description. If you may have oppositional behavioral disorder if you, quote, you have oppositional and disrespectful toward authority, or if you are argumentative, if you defy rules.
And then you can't own a gun. But sorry, go ahead.
No, but you see where this is ridiculous. In other words, if you don't conform, if you don't shut up and do what you're told, and pay your taxes and eat your melamine-contaminated food and take your drugs, then you're sick and you're diseased.
If you don't like the mercury, you're sick.
It's like if you don't line up and get your vaccines, you must have a mental disorder. And they're going to mandate the medication of people who do that. So that's just a little bit of background of how insane this whole system has become. That anybody who thinks that, gee, maybe Mother Nature has the best medicine, that maybe the human body can heal itself if given the proper nutrition, that maybe there are cures for cancer that already exist.
They just
all those
need
people
melamine.
Are now insane.
They just need melamine.
Yeah. Take your melamine pills. I've got a cartoon on the website right now. It's about a new infant formula product called Melamine Plus.
Oh, tell me about it.
Well, you can see it on Natural News, the right-hand column. A Melamine Plus formula, FDA approved, fortified with extra melamine, made in the USA using chemicals from China. There you go. It's just what infants need.
But look how it's all in our face. They call us human resources. It's called formula. See, they let us know right in our face.
Yeah, and, you know, the whole history of infant formula was, of course, rife with these companies telling
women
not to
breastfeed. Yeah, let's go over that, all the kids that have died. I mean, just lately, tell folks about it.
Well, okay, just on melamine, or are you talking about chemicals in general?
Well, I mean, every few months I hear about tens of thousands in Africa die when the protein wasn't added to the formula, or hundreds die in China, 50,000 in, you know. Yeah, I mean, just formula alone, it's been quite a... Well, I mean, the brain size is smaller, all the studies show, but that's loving to give that gift to your child. Oh, you won't have the fats you need from a mammal. You'll have a shriveled brain, and most of the public have shriveled brains, and that's why they can't even understand us right now.
Yeah, it's actually true. There is a decline in the intelligence quotient of the population, and it's very strongly related to the food supply, the lack of nutrients, the de-emphasis of breastfeeding, which every baby needs to be breastfed, period. That doesn't even matter if you're human.
That's a lie. That's a conspiracy.
Cow.
You're mentally ill. Women have never given milk to babies. That's a conspiracy. Mammals do not nurse their young. It's a lie.
I'm sorry. I looked it up, Alex. I'm pretty sure that
breastfeeding... No, you're mentally ill.
Oh.
Mercury is good. Women do not give milk. They give melamine.
And as crazy as that sounds, that's what these doctors will say. Now, look, there was a survey just published today. This is breaking news. A survey of 32,000 American adults says that 38% of them are now using natural and alternative medicine. This was a government survey.
They're Al-Qaeda.
In response to that, you know what all the doctors are saying now in the mainstream media today? They're saying, beware. Natural medicine is risky and dangerous and unproven, and it's filled with magic potions that don't do what they say they do.
And they use the few bad examples of scammers that are out there. But what happens in natural medicine and natural remedies and herbs and things, people find out what's good. They find out what works.
Oh, yeah. They can't suppress this truth any longer. Look, the drug companies are beginning to contract. They're laying people off right now. The mergers and acquisitions are going to kick in 2009. Drug sales are down.
That's because the American people are mentally ill. They don't know that melamine is good.
And check this out. There was a drug rep fired, and she claimed she was sexually assaulted because she would not promote a drug for off-label drug use. You know how these drug companies, they tell their reps to go out and promote these drugs for uses that they were never approved for? Well, this woman refused to do it. Her name's Carolyn Gleason. She refused to do that. She says she was fired and sexually assaulted because of it. It's a lawsuit right now against Roche. So the pressure's up. They got to push these drugs for things they were never approved for. And some people are standing up and saying, no, I'm not going to do that. And those are far and few in between.
Well, going back to this big magazine, report about how we all need to be put on drugs. Remember the Pentagon came out about 7 years ago. It was called the Marshall Plan. That's their head futurist. It was in Wired Magazine. He said, we're going to put all the troops on drugs and then mind control them. We're testing it in Afghanistan. It was right when that started. And he said, we send them in to go after villages, and then we give them a halcyon amnesiac after. So, you know, it's been a hard day. Here's a hardcore psychotropic drug, and then turn them into drug addicts, just like the government sold heroin to the troops in Vietnam.
Yeah. Long history of government drug pushing and government colluding with Big Pharma to push these drugs. But to get back to your original question, you know, the agenda here is clearly either to drug population beyond all mental capabilities so that they can't make the decisions, they can't assess information, or to control the population and just wipe out a lot of people or at least sterilize them so they can't have babies. You know, and again, listeners can choose what they want to choose. But the ability of people to discern fact from fiction is so distorted now. We even have a video on our website. It's a joke. It's about a new invention called the feed bag, where you go to a fast food restaurant and you wear this feed bag that attaches to your head so you can eat your food without having to lift your arms. And of course, it's a joke. We have received hundreds of complaints from people who said they thought it was real, and when they found out it was fake, they were angry at us for daring to post that video on a news site. Can you believe that?
Well, yeah, they can't even tell when something's satire.
No, they can't. They absolutely cannot. Now, this is one thing I'm sure you've noticed it too. When you make a satirical comment, don't you get people emailing in who say, how could you dare say that? How could you say that the Health Ranger is a terrorist? You know, they don't realize you were joking.
Man, it's crazy. I've also found the public, well, it doesn't matter. I'm speechless half the time now, Mike, because, I mean, who could make this up? Who could come up with them going on TV saying mercury's good for your brain and chemicals are good for your kidneys and the GMO companies are trying to block labeling so you don't know what's in the food. It's just the guys owning these companies, the stockholders, they're being hurt by it too.
Yeah. Well, it's even crazier than you might think. I've documented the FDA's extortion racket, where the FDA will approach a company that makes natural products, you know, like cherry extracts, something made out of food, and they're trying to sell it as a health supplement. And the FDA will approach them, and they'll give them a document, a consent decree, that they have to sign. And in signing so, they admit to crimes that they never committed, such as selling adulterated drugs. That's what the FDA calls
cherry
extracts.
Yeah, that's a contract fraud, just like with the IRS. People get tricked into signing it, and then now they've just signed a contract waiving their rights and admitting to crimes.
Yes.
Tell folks about that.
Well, part of the contract is that you have to pay one of the FDA's contractors $100 an hour to come give surprise inspections to your facility. You have to pay for their hotel, you have to pay for their travel, and $100 an hour for their time. And they can spend unlimited time. This is how the FDA bankrupts small health companies.
But are people being conned by this? I mean, it's just like they get on the news and say, you've got to take vaccines, line up at the courthouse, it's the law. There is no law, but they have cops with barking dogs and black uniforms and people cry and go down and do it. It's the same thing here. They just say, you must sign this, and then that's the agreement.
Well, what they do is they threaten that if they don't sign this consent decree, which is an illegal document, of course, if they don't sign it, the FDA will go invoke the local law enforcement authorities, they'll go invoke the sheriffs or the marshals, and they will come in with firearms and bulletproof vests and SWAT-style raids, and they will raid your company, take your product, confiscate your computers, take all your materials, confiscate your customer list, and throw you in prison. And they will do that. That's the threat. Gunpoint enforcement.
For not incriminating yourself and not and waiving your Fourth and Fifth Amendment.
Yes, yes. And you know what? I wish we could get some of these guests on your show. I've talked to many of them off the record.
Shut them up. Tell us who you want us to have on. Tell us. I mean, I see them in the news all the time. I mean, the key here, though, is we're not joking. Cherry extract, folks. You know, saying, hey, this is good for you. It has a lot of vitamin C and these other things. Can't do it. selling vitamin C. I mean, Codex Alimentarius says you're not going to sell over-the-counter vitamin C.
Well, that's right. I mean, think about it. You take a cherry off a tree. You know, this is tree. This is God's creation food for human beings.
No,
you take a cherry off a tree, you try to sell it to your neighbor and say, this cherry might be good for you. Suddenly you're a criminal selling unapproved adulterated drugs. That I'm not making this up. You can Google.
No, you wrote the articles. You posted the documents. Tell folks about the website.
Well, it's naturalnews.com, free email newsletter. I send out a daily email update of the breaking news. I keep you informed on natural cures and the dangers of the FDA and the pharmaceutical industry. That's the bottom line. You know, we're reaching now well over 1.5 million readers a month, and it just keeps getting bigger.
You know,
won't go away.
I've seen reports where the police raid aloe vera farms and say they're drugs now because the DEA can just list something as a drug now. Did you know they're now going after aloe vera?
Oh, yeah. Nothing surprises me anymore.
Aloe vera is evil. Your government will protect you from it. We'll be right back.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelorex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelorex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelorex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelorex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelorex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's Kelorex.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
I know this all sounds fantastical. It is fantastic. It is sensational. It is horrifying is what it is. It is people so selfish, so decadent, taking over every facet of society that they're destroying themselves. They worship money. And hey, you got to have money. You got to have, you know, nice things. That makes life more comfortable, secure, But it's not on your hierarchy of needs. It's not what you're reaching for. The truth, honor, helping people, building beautiful things, being a good person. You know, ideas, literature, poetry, film, you know, beauty, wholesomeness, family. And you know, I can't believe how bad GMO food is. I can't believe how toxic the environment is. And then meanwhile, the environmental movement is doing nothing about stopping all of this. In fact, they're fighting us. What they're doing is busy getting a global carbon tax through that will be paid directly to the foreign banks, and that's back in the news today. Mike Adams, I want to take calls coming up the next hour because they'll take us in all different directions, but so much is going on right now. What's some of the most important things that are hot off the presses?
Okay, another big important issue is, you know, the Whole Foods FTC lawsuit. Now, here's why this is important. We say we're a nation of law, but the federal government, of course, doesn't have to follow the law. We've seen that, you know, in so many ways over the last few years. But the FTC has even set up its own special court. By the way, can you still hear me?
Yes, I can, Mike.
Oh, okay. The FTC has set up.
I know it's so unusual for me not to interrupt every 10 seconds, but if it'll make you comfortable, I'll do my normal. Go ahead.
Just heard a little glitch. But the FTC has set up its own, what it calls an administrative court. Now, it sued Whole Foods and said, you have to come show up in our administrative court, which is stacked with the FTC's own judges, their own decision makers, and Whole Foods has been deemed guilty of a monopoly even before they go to court. The FTC does this to everybody. All of these companies selling cancer remedies that are sued by the FTC, they have to show up in the FTC's kangaroo court.
And then meanwhile, we have the reverse. In St. Louis, Monsanto has their own court that will throw out every suit against them.
Right, right. In other words, there is no more legal system that works on behalf of the people.
Hey, it's
anymore.
The family courts were set up for eugenics 100 years ago in Europe, 90 years ago, about 95 years ago here in the U.S. It's not a real court. It's just a judge and goons and no evidence, and they just steal children.
That's right. It's all stacked against you. They've decided beforehand what the outcome is going to be. Well, Whole Foods has sued the FTC to put this in a real court, in a federal court, which, of course, can also be stacked and manipulated, too. But at least you have a fighting chance.
And by the way, they're a great company, and they've helped break the back and you know, have this tipping point where people are now demanding organics everywhere. And they're no monopoly. I mean, there's organic grocery stores in every city. There's two or three in Austin up against them. I mean, there's no monopoly on grocery stores. The monopoly.
I know. It's an insane idea. The FTC is very selective about what kind of monopolies it will attack. For example, like you said, the Whole Foods is not a monopoly. You can buy organic foods in any grocery store, practically. But the FTC won't touch the monopoly of pharmaceuticals, which are sold at monopoly prices. It's a protection racket enforced by the FDA. They won't let you buy drugs from Canada or Mexico or other places where they're half the price or even a tenth of the price. They enforce a monopoly. The FTC won't even consider it. They just cover their eyes and imagine it doesn't exist.
Unbelievable. So how is Whole Foods going and all that? How are they doing?
They're up against the FTC, and we don't know if their lawsuit will succeed, but we hope it does, and we hope they set a precedent.
Well, I hope the feds aren't able to shut down Whole Foods, but I guess they'll just say they're Al-Qaeda, and that'll be it.
They're trying to shut them down. They're trying to break them up.
I know. Look at Whole Foods giving people clean food. Shut them down. They're evil. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.